I'm David Sutherland, and I am the director of the Carstorphan Public Hall.
Okay, and yourself, sir?
Tommy McLean, vice chairperson of the Carstorphan Youth and Community Centre, and also coordinator for the fundraising appeal for the public hall.
So tell us where we're at the moment then with the progress of restoring the hall at the moment.
We have got a planning application about to be submitted to the council to rebuild the hall with improved facilities. That will happen in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And we need to raise some money so that we can build what we plan to.
Now, I believe you already have £1 million. Is that correct? Tell us about the next phase of the fundraising drive.
We need to raise around £700,000 to do the second phase. The first phase will be funded by the money we already have, and that's to build it outside of the building. And the £700,000 will be to fit it out and to improve what we already had previously. We hope to have a second floor, which will extend the provision that we had, and we'll be able to cope with more groups, because Carstorphan desperately needs a community centre and is suffering at the moment from lack of community facilities, and this facility, the hall, is desperately required as soon as possible.
Tell us about, you know, the impact it's had then since the fire.
We had, prior to the fire, 25 groups meeting in the hall. They have all had to find alternative accommodation, some of it out with Carstorphan, so that has been a loss to the actual groups themselves. Some have lost members, etc., because of that. A lot of the facilities they ran aren't as good as what they had, and certainly aren't as good as what we will be providing. So these groups are desperate to come back. And as you walk through this facility today, which is a temporary place, you can see how busy it was. It's not really suitable for holding community functions on a permanent basis, but we have started 10 new groups in the last 2 or 3 months because there's such a demand for additional community facilities in the Carstorphan area.
How confident are you that, you know, things will go through the council as kind of anticipated?
We have been told that provided we retain the Kirklone facade of the building, which will give it the same look as it had previously, that there should be no problems with our plans. Obviously, that needs to be confirmed, but we anticipate no problems.
And I mean, this is really a lifeline, as you mentioned, so many groups using the facility, and perhaps potential to expand that too.
Yes, absolutely. It's important. The CYCC ran a lot of groups in the hall, and they're running even more. So we need more space, and that's what the new plans are to do, is to give us more flexible and modern accommodation. I mean, the building was 125 years old, and that was reflected, and it wasn't really suitable for modern use. And that's why we wish to replace it with something better.
In terms of going forward, you know, you've got a couple of weeks perhaps when this is lodged in the council. How long do you expect to perhaps have the money fully raised? It's a big ask, clearly, of the community as well.
It is a big ask, and we would hope that within a year we have the money to continue and complete the build. That would be our hope.
And I mean, what kind of feedback have you had from local communities, and what do you plan to do in order to do the fundraising?
Well, at the fundraising launch, which is today, we are launching the formal appeal, but we have been raising money for the past year or more, and we are running a charity shop, which again you walk through today, and that has raised £30,000 since we opened the charity shop, so that goes towards the build. We have a number of functions already been held and planned, and we have had a very good response from local businesses and local people making donations, and in the near future there is a group of carers locally whose clients are desperately missing the hall. They have agreed to do a bungee jump at Killiecrankie on the 13th of February. And it's these kind of things where people are showing great support because they want the hall back. And we need more people to support us with raising money locally. But to be honest, we need to get funds from some larger trust funds, or if there is a prospective benefactor out there, we'd be delighted to hear from them.
Okay, so that's the message then as well.
That's the message, is that we're now saying to people, if you want the hall in Carstorphan rebuilt, then we are desperate to do that, but we need your support, both in financial terms, but also if people are prepared to come in and help us to run events, etc., to try and raise that money, then we would be desperate to hear from them.